Okay, so 5 years old, and instead of hanging around chit-chatting after church, you break with the quickness and do the unthinkable. We go to the grocery store, way against the rules of our religion to shop on the Sabbath, but that's just the beginning. Mom and pops whispering to each other about the weatherman said the biggest storm ever is bearing down on northern Michigan. And living in the middle of nowhere, a town called Shea Lake, we gotta get back before it hits. Inside the grocery store, my jaw drops open. Mother snatches 2 packages of peanut butter cookies and puts it in our basket. My little brother looks at me in wonder. Cookies? We never get stuff like cookies. Then Mom's follows it up by throwing in a package of hot chocolate. Lord! Mom and Dad are frantic, throwing stuff in the cart. Meat, bread, canned beans, cheese, whatever. We pay. Run out to load up. The sky swirls, Michigan slate gray. Snow descending in white walls. Barely visible car in the parking lot. We take off. Dad focuses on the road like a prayer. I know he wants to floor it, but we can barely see 3 feet ahead. It's like the snow starts at the ground and just rises forever to the sky. Minutes pile on. We pull off Highway 24. Hear the hard rumble of road and rock and salt on Clifford Road. Feel the car lose traction and catch, but we inch on. Threading down one tiny rural road after another. 10 miles an hour, 5 miles an hour, and then almost gentle, the car stops. The wheels spin, but we're not going anywhere. I'm so scared. Mom and Dad bundle us up with every piece of clothing in the car. It's gonna be fine, babies, don't worry. Then we go out into the blizzard. Pops leads the way, takes big steps in the snow. My mother puts her foot where he puts his, and we follow step, 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 and I can't see in front of me. I can't see my mother in the white blackness, and I scream, Mama! And my father snatches me up in his arms, grabs my little brother, and step, step, blizzard trying to tear our little family off the road, step, step, and I hear Pops breathing hard. So I hold on to him tight as I can, my brother squeezing the other side, step. Mama behind us, step. Storm raging, step, step. Until finally, after trudging almost a mile through this blizzard, we make it to the front door of our little cottage. And I don't know how he carried us that long through the madness. I just don't know. Mom's strips us down as Dad gets the fire going. She wraps us in blankets and sits us in front of the fire. And Mom's has actually brought a package of the hot chocolate. She fixes it up. And my brother and I sit giggling at each other, each of us with a mug of cocoa in front of the fire. Then the door opens to a blast of blizzard. And my father walks back out into the darkness. We look at my mother. He's got to get the groceries, baby. Don't worry. And now, 30 years later, I see that whole scene, fever dream clear. My head bent over the toilet, emptying my convulsing stomach again. Entire body shivering from whatever this is. I hear my babies screaming in the next room. 1 7 months old, the other 2 years old. And how did I get children? What am I doing with them alone, barely able to lift my head off this toilet bowl? I start feeling sorry for myself. And then I remember, step, step, step. And if he can do that, I can do this. Crawl into the bedroom. Fix one a bottle, read the other one a story. I can barely move, and I would laugh at myself, but it would hurt too much. But the babies start laughing. And yeah, It does hurt, but I can't help but laugh along with them. Today, on Snap Judgment, from WNYC, we proudly present Full Circle. Amazing stories from real people who ended up exactly where they started in the first place. My name is Lynn Washington. Please hold your enemies close and your babies closer. Because you're listening to Snap Judgment.